Canada's embattled Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is fighting for more than just his political reputation as he nears his official exit from office. He's fighting to avoid spending the rest of his life behind bars for alleged COVID crimes committed against the Canadian people. Trudeau has already lost his marriage thanks to his sordid past as a sex offender, but prosecutors say he's about to lose much more. According to insider sources, the globalist leader is set to be thrown under the bus and prosecuted on historical COVID-era charges once he steps down. The walls are closing in and Trudeau's reckoning is looming. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. History books will tell you that the Soviet Gulag state slaughtered 61 million, Mao's communist China crushed 35 million, and the Nazi regime exterminated upwards of 20 million. But if Klaus Schwab and his cabal succeed, their far-left technocratic world government will eclipse all that and will witness horrors far worse than anything in history. Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel has openly boasted to his fellow World Economic Forum members that his company developed the COVID mRNA vaccines in 2019, years before the pandemic even started, because they knew it was coming. He didn't just predict it, he was part of the plan.
And I'm going to go with Stefan Bancel. Let's talk about vaccine development, because we've heard how it happened, obviously, with COVID-19 starting from 2022 and how extraordinary the process was also in terms of the speed. How is development, adoption and scaling of vaccine going on when it comes for different variants and subvariants? Because this is one of the big concerns as we're all here now and we're discussing. We understand the context and this is a great deal.
Sure. Good morning and thank you for having me on the panel. So the great news versus 2020, where we are today, is we have manufacturing capacity. As Seth knows, when the pandemic happened, Moderna had made 100,000 doses in 2019 for the whole year. And I remember walking after Davos into the office of my head of manufacturing, and I say, how we make 1 billion doses next year? And he look at me a bit funny, say, what? I say, yeah, we need to make 1 billion doses next year. There's going to be a pandemic.
The COVID cabal thought they had pulled off the perfect crime. How wrong they were. The people of the world have woken up, and they're demanding justice for what could very well be the crime of the century, or perhaps the worst atrocity the world has ever seen. Even in globalist-controlled nations, the tide is turning. In Canada, factions within the government, those loyal to the truth, the so-called white hats, are now calling for a complete mRNA ban and full prosecution of everybody involved. And that includes the head of the snake, Justin Trudeau. Government officials in Canada have just released a bombshell report confirming a surge in deaths among those who received the COVID mRNA vaccines. Commissioned by Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, the report comes after a thorough investigation by the Alberta government's COVID-19 response review team, which looked into alarming spikes in deaths among young people, teenagers and even children, following the rollout of the injections. The report was quietly released late on a Friday, but its findings are nothing short of explosive. It calls for an immediate ban on COVID mRNA vaccines, especially for children.
So last Friday, after you guys have had it for a while, you put the Davidson report out on the open website, quietly on a Friday, no fanfare. Its recommendations go directly against what you've said, where you prefer vaccine choice, not banning or pulling vaccines from the market. What do you intend to do with these recommendations now that they are out, besides read them? Reading them is an obvious thing. But what are you going to do beyond reading them?
Well, I was pleased to see that we had a broad cross-section of doctors able to look at our previous COVID response, identify processes that were in place, identify things that may have gone wrong, identify things that are now under question, like the efficacy of masks and the efficacy of this vaccine in children. And so I think we're going to take a look at that, and obviously we'll make some decisions about whether to move forward on any of the recommendations. But the point of it was to figure out what we do should there be another pandemic that we have to respond to, so that we don't make mistakes that hurt people. So I was pleased that they came forward with their report. I don't have an agenda yet of what we might implement, but I think we always have to make sure that in a world where we care about science, that all voices are heard. That's what science is. You actually hear the different viewpoints so that you can make solid decisions on what you hear. And I think restoring the right of doctors to be able to speak their minds without punishment from their colleges, I think that's going to be important too. Otherwise, politicians will make bad decisions. So this is the kind of approach you should probably expect from me, that I will always seek out contrarian voices just to make sure I make the best decisions.
It's not just Canada, where the science, which was apparently settled, is suddenly changing now that the globalist politicians are falling like dominoes and losing their control of the narrative. Experts around the world are now coming forward in their droves to raise serious concerns about the devastating impact of the elite's mass vaccination agenda. A recent study by leading American doctors confirmed that Moderna's COVID mRNA vaccines can trigger high-grade sarcoma, a deadly form of turbo cancer that spreads rapidly. You don't say. The study, led by Professor Edward Bay of SUNY, detailed the case of a patient who developed this cancer shortly after receiving his second Moderna shot. Which is all very interesting, especially in light of new revelations from declassified CIA documents regarding the origins of the coronavirus. A newly declassified CIA report confirms that SARS-CoV-2 was bioengineered in a lab with Pentagon funding in 2017. That would be the same Pentagon that had been funding Dr. Anthony Fauci since 2014. The very same year Fauci's pardoned was backdated too. Just a coincidence, of course. Nothing to see here, right? Let's get this straight. A Freedom of Information request filed by White Coat Waste uncovered that Fauci's NIAID and USAID sent over $40 million of US taxpayer money to a scientist in Wuhan, working on bat coronavirus emergence research. This same scientist later became patient zero for COVID-19. And the completion date for that funding was, wait for it, 2019, the same year that Albert Bourla said he knew there was a pandemic coming. Are your pronouns prosecute Fauci? The evidence is mounting, and for a lot of people, the only pronouns that make sense now are ones that demand justice.
But the bottom line is that gain and loss of function research is critical.
We found other coronaviruses in bats, a whole host of them. Some of them looked very similar to SARS.
There were studies done by two NIAID-funded investigators in which H5N1 were altered in a gain of function. There was a development of aerosol transmissibility in a mammal which this particular virus did not have.
So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work.
So in a very minor collaboration, as part of a subcontract of a grant, we had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists.
NIAID, NIH, certainly CDC, only funds and conducts gain-of-function research for researchers who are highly trained, skilled, experienced, and adequately regulated.
The answer is, Chuck, I don't know what went on there. I don't.
You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells.
There's disagreements as to the scientific and or public health value of these experiments. But I believe the people who feel that they shouldn't be conducted are in the minority.
And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted.
The modern-day Dr. Mengele isn't the only member of the COVID cabal feeling the heat as prosecutors close in. Justin Trudeau is reportedly a nervous wreck, scrambling for assurances that he won't face prosecution once he finally steps down after announcing his resignation last month. But for Trudeau, the tide has turned, and there will be no mercy. He sold his soul to the global agenda, and now it's time to face the consequences. The clock is ticking, and the reckoning is coming. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. Under Biden, the price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this testimony of Joe Tippins, a cancer survivor thanks to fenbendazole.
2 years ago, Joe Tippin says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippin says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video or call 256-664-4170 to take advantage of this fantastic offer. For years, Justin Trudeau relentlessly dehumanized the unvaccinated, calling their names, belittling their choices, and trying to isolate them from society. His attacks were not just words. They were attempts to drive a wedge between Canadians, turning one group against another for simply questioning the narrative.
And I know will not allow those voices, those special interest groups, those protesters who can, I don't even want to call them protesters, those anti-vaxxer mobs to dictate how this country gets through this pandemic and how we recover our economy free from lockdowns, where people can get back to work and back to doing the things they want to do and keep our kids safe.
An emotionally devastated father who lost his 17-year-old son due to a COVID jab is now speaking out, condemning Trudeau for mandating the vaccines and covering up the lethal dangers of the experimental jabs. Dan Hartman has harshly criticised Trudeau's remarks, where the Prime Minister claimed he never insulted Canadians who chose not to get vaccinated due to health and safety concerns. Hartman's message is clear. Trudeau's lack of accountability has cost lives, and he's not backing down.
I didn't call anyone names. Yeah, you did. Are you delusional? Here's something, I don't know, maybe this will work. How about you tell fucking Pfizer, fuck you, Pfizer, the deal's off, you're hurting my people. I know people personally that would maybe forgive you, who hate you right now. Personally! But no, you just keep pushing it, don't you? You won't fucking admit that one single person has died from the vaccine, will ya? You won't even tell the truth. You're for Canadians. I love Canadians. No, you fucking don't. Tell the fucking truth. My boy is dead from your vaccine. Fuck you.
Justin Trudeau has more blood on his hands than many of history's most notorious tyrants. His government continues to euthanize Canadian citizens suffering from severe injuries linked to the COVID vaccines. Vaccines his administration not only mandated, but coerced the majority of the population into taking. Welcome to the New World Order, where the government is controlled by a cabal located in a Swiss mountain retreat. And when they consider you useless, they send you letters politely organising your upcoming death by lethal injection. I'm not describing a dystopian future, I'm talking about the here and now. Meet the man the Canadian government just killed because he was suffering from severe COVID vaccine injuries that they caused. Identified only as Mr. A by Canada's socialised healthcare system, the man experienced suffering and functional decline following 2 COVID vaccines and a booster. After the government-mandated vaccines destroyed his health, Mr. A began to suffer from depression, PTSD, anxiety, and personality disorders. But when he sought help, Canada's healthcare system offered no solutions for the damage done. They didn't describe antidepressants, provide counselling for his PTSD, or offer anti-anxiety medication. Instead, they told him it was simply his time to die. He was labelled useless by the elites, and his life was deemed expendable. How did we get here? How did the Canadian government reach a point where they're euthanizing citizens they themselves harmed with the very vaccines they forced on society? First, the government began euthanizing people with mental health issues. Then they came for people with disabilities, including mild hearing loss. Then they moved to legalize the euthanasia of infants who were deemed useless to society. Such is the enthusiasm for killing as many people as possible, a 42-year-old Canadian man is suing a hospital after secretly recording doctors discussing euthanizing him against his will. And don't think that being a decorated military veteran and Paralympic Games medalist will save you from the wrath of the state. Social credit scores can fall fast. 5 years into a battle to obtain a stairlift for her home, Canadian Army veteran and Paralympian Christine Gauthier found out the Canadian state had scheduled her for death.
We know that this is the latest incident that we are hearing about. It is coming from retired corporal and Paralympian Christine Gauthier. Yesterday, she testified that the Department of Veteran Affairs offered her, in writing, the opportunity for a medically assisted death, even, she said, offering to provide the equipment. Now, Gauthier said she had been fighting for a home wheelchair ramp for 5 years. She described the letter she received from the department in French at the committee hearing. Here's more from her.
With respect to MAID, I have a letter in my file because I had to face that as well. I have a letter saying that if you are so desperate, madam, we can offer you MAID, medical assistance in dying.
Klaus Schwab's agenda to normalize state euthanasia, supported by Trudeau, has real-world consequences. People are now dying against their will, joining the long list of millions of people murdered by far-left governments in history. While the mainstream media remains complicit in covering up these crimes, the alarming rise in cancers among the vaccinated has finally forced more doctors and scientists to speak out. The truth can no longer be ignored, and the voices calling for accountability are growing louder. Epidemiologist Nicholas Holscher from the McCullough Foundation is now calling for an outright ban on COVID vaccines after autopsy data revealed that the injections have been linked to millions of deaths. The evidence is undeniable, and Holscher is joining the growing number of experts demanding immediate action to protect public health.
McCullough Foundation, I think they reported that brain clots are up 112,000% since the COVID shot was released. But other than a few conservative outlets, nobody else is reporting that, are they, Nick?
None of the mainstream media outlets are reporting on all of these recent studies that are demonstrating massive harms from the shots. Absolutely none. It's only on this alternative media and on social media. And, you know, it needs more exposure to the general population that still believes these shots are safe. There's about 15% of Americans are still taking these mRNA shots. And I would think that they are unaware of these studies that demonstrate massive harm. Particularly now we have a bunch of autopsy studies. Actually, a recent study, last week it was published, a systematic review of autopsy findings in deaths after COVID vaccination. We've proved that there is a causal link between COVID-19 vaccination and death. And so this needs to be heard, this needs to be seen. A class one criteria, the FDA's criteria for recalls has been fulfilled. That's when they suspect a product can cause death. And quite frankly, we've now confirmed large numbers of deaths from these products. It's time for a recall, and it's time for this information to reach the mainstream media.
We are living in critical times, and here at The People's Voice, we need your help to continue exposing the elite and holding them to account before it's too late. Join us in our mission to wake up the masses by subscribing to the channel and joining the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping for Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.